I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. After a widespread E. coli outbreak in 12 states, including Connecticut, federal health officials issued an unusually broad warning just before Thanksgiving, urging consumers to throw away all romaine lettuce. Now they say the contaminated product originated in parts of California. I visited a Connecticut farm that specializes in growing leafy greens to find out how it weathered the recall. Chaim Tovia says once the warning came out, many supermarkets suspended all romaine orders till further notice. But H2O Farm in Guilford was able to quickly adjust.
We sell a lot more Boston lettuce, a lot more green leaf and red leaf.
Tovia is H2O's farm manager. He's taking me into their greenhouse,
which used to grow roses, and we're growing all year round, on a weekly basis, around 60,000 heads a week.
H2O grows lettuce indoors using hydroponics. Seeds are planted in gravel. Once the roots are ready, lettuce plants are moved to beds that float in water till they're ready to be harvested. Tovia says the enclosed environment helps to protect against E. coli.
It's caused by, excuse my French, by bird poop or animal poop. We don't have birds in the greenhouse.
In this week's update, the FDA notes that hydroponic romaine lettuce has not been implicated in any identified E. coli outbreak. Still, H2O Farm tossed a lot of product.
How much did you have to throw out?
I would say 5,000-6,000 heads last week.
The FDA is calling for lettuce growers to provide detailed labels that spell out where and when romaine is harvested. And Tovia says with hydroponics, that could be in the middle of summer or winter. Because even when the leaves are off the trees in Connecticut, it's always bright in a lettuce greenhouse.
It's this color all year round, inside. Outside can be hot or snow, but when you come in, it's nice and green and makes you smile.
Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.